my favorite. Favorite rappers.
Just rock with me, baby. Hands in the air, get them high for me, baby. Hands up. Just rock with me, baby. Hands in the air, get them high for me, baby. Vibe with me.
Vibe with me,
just vibe.
Just what?
Vibe with me, just vibe.
Oh, yeah, I thought we was going to sing. Nah, that was the intro.
Man. What up, y'all, man? My favorite rappers. People I've known for fucking decades. Making moves and shit, man. Welcome to the Lazy Collective Podcast, beautiful people.
Yo, thanks for having us, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Damn, man. Y'all putting in work. Videos. New songs. Y'all had me dancing in my car one morning. I'm in my car dancing the vibe with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, who's that singer on there? I'm like, hitting y'all up. He's like, yeah, Mike hits me back. That was me, bro. I'm like, what? What inspired that, man? Please tell me what inspired that beautiful, beautiful song, man.
Emilio Estevez?
I was going to pay my cell phone bill. Like, I was on the way to Dulles Mall to pay my cell phone bill. And I got to drive past my man's crib. I'm like, yo, son, what you doing? He said, nothing. I said, I'm about to go to Dulles. Yeah. I want me to go pay my cell phone bill. He said, all right, bet.
Michael Keaton.
So he got in the car. Yeah. He's like, yo, son, I'm working on this song. Check the beat.
Uh-huh.
Put the beat on.
Right.
He told me the premise of the song. And we were just riding and rocking. And by the time we got to the mall, we had the hook. And then it was going from there.
Mm-hmm. That fire, man.
Damn. Yeah, man. That happened, what, September 2016?
Yeah.
So this September is going to mark a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Dang.
A year since we started the whole Vibe With Me movement.
Dude, I saw the t-shirts.
Yeah, man.
Y'all inspiring the Lazy Man Hustle movement a little bit.
That's what's up.
Respect.
Hell yeah, man. Y'all definitely did, like, you know, like what A Nice doing before all that. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, man, open for Gucci. I'm sitting here in Alaska, looking at a computer, watching all this shit, man.
Word, yeah, man.
Unfold. And then, like, yeah, man. Like, some people, like, I meet rappers locally, and they're like, hey, you know, you're just some clown, this guy. I'm like, nah, I know A Nice, Mike Mars, and I was like, really? They'd be surprised, man. Y'all are names out here.
Damn, that's love right there. Appreciate that.
They let us know, because I ain't know that.
Y'all are names. I promise y'all are names, man.
I appreciate that, though. I mean, but, Yeah.
Nah, keep it going, man. Come on.
Nah, but it's a dope feeling, man. Like, now, like, I've always been a fan of music.
Right.
Always. Because, you know, I like to dance. Everybody knows me.
I love to dance.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So now that I'm actually doing music and I see what these artists go through, like, how much work it is, how much grind they have to put in just for people to be like, yo, you heard that new A Nice? Nah, who A Nice? You ain't hear that? Check this out.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, it's fire. He got some other shit? Yeah. And you in the studio grinding and busting your ass and doing 100 different takes and trying to get it right just for people to say, oh, I fuck with that. You know what I mean?
So
now that I see what these artists go through, like, I don't dance to endless songs. I'm like, you put in this much effort for me to go in the party and have fun? That's mad love. Like, you doing all that for an opinion. So that's why now I feel like I'm doing it. I love music that much more. You know what I mean?
Okay, right, man. Right. Beautiful, man. Hey, anything on that A? I mean, come on. I think you rap with, like, Pac back in the day, right?
You're
classic, right?
I've been doing this for a minute, bro. I've been at this joint for a minute, man, and it's finally starting to take off. So, you know what I'm saying? I stayed 10 toes down in this joint, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Facts.
That's the heart right there.
10 toes down in 12 years. Nigga, what's that, 22?
You're right, man.
Yeah, you good.
Word.
But hey, man, like, whoever answers first, it's all good. But what inspired you? What inspired rapping? What said, hey, this is what I'm going to do from now on? Like, what brings that creativity out? Like, what inspired it? Were y'all, like, on the ground, like, eating hamburgers and shit, living in trash cans type shit? I mean, what
trash
inspired
cans.
It, man? Like, what? What say, hey, you know, this is the love of my life right here. Like,
well, you want to go ahead?
Well, for me,
yeah,
it runs in my family. Like, my dad's a DJ, my brother's DJ. My yeah. uncle's DJ. So it was just like natural. Like I never really was into like rapping and stuff like right. that, but I always loved music. I always loved listening to it, from everything from reggae to Be More music right. To everything, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. like it was just like just listening to it all the time, and then being around people who rap. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody I grew up with was always older than me. You know what I'm saying? I grew up around a lot of old heads and stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
They kind of, like, influenced me to kind of get into it. And I didn't really, like, I started off in, like, 2003 with, like, me and my cousin and, like, a local legend around here, Don Fluzo or Ron Don, you know.
Yeah,
I started
yeah, yeah.
off with him, you know what I'm saying? And kind of started off from there. And then after that, is when I kind of like linked up with Chris Scala and whatnot.
Damn.
And it was like 2000, like end of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We started doing the strutter walk and all that stuff.
See, that's what I remember. That's what I saw
yeah,
back when.
The strutter walk was lit. We was in a party, B. Every party.
Yeah,
getting it popping.
Shutting everything down.
I don't think I understand how much love I got for y'all. I'm sitting in Alaska, Spain, all over, showing them, hey, these are my people, man. They're music people.
Word.
See them doing the crumping and shit.
Hey.
Well, crumping was a big shit. You doing the crumping.
Right here, so that's the big homie right here.
Facts. Like, for real, I like crumping because I was always fat, so it was easier to crump than
it's easier to crump than do anything else. You know what I mean?
Like, it's, you know what I mean?
But now, right, you know,
man. Getting back in the dance, I'm actually starting to slim down. So, so I'm just taking time, and I'm getting back into my bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
getting back
yeah.
to the basics. So it's just fun again, man. For real, reminds me of back when we was having fun out here,
mm-hmm.
doing shows, talent shows. Black History Month shows.
Facts.
Was out in B-More doing shows. Yo,
man.
Shout out to B-More. Yo, it's real out there.
It's real.
You feel
out
me?
There,
you
man.
Walk out there and you just feel real, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
It just smell real. Yo, we was out there and like the environment was like, it could spark in any minute. Like,
mm-hmm.
either you cool or if you breathe the wrong way, they gonna thrash you.
Mm.
But luckily, we had fun and it was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah,
but yeah, we always had fun out in B-More. And shout out DJ EP. He was the first one to give us our interview. The first ever interview out there was in B-More. So we got love for B-More. Shout out to
awesome.
B-More.
Facts.
Jeez, man.
Shout out EP, man. DJ EP. Express
Facts.
Radio.
Word. Express Pass, man.
Facts.
Man, that hustle.
The hustle.
You know
man.
What? Like the other day, I was at this show. A lot of rappers are at it. They're like, hey, man, we're rappers, but like, we're not. People are like, hey, you're just another rapper. Oh, you know, y'all. How do we get out there? It's another rapper. You just another, you know. I'm like, you know, you can't. You never seen a good boxer without footwork. Do y'all subscribe to that? Like,
Facts.
You guys are always doing the footwork. I've seen that. I just, it's awesome. Like, what inspires every day? I'm sure like y'all are on something every day. Is it like y'all check each other, checking balances, or like, hey, you being lazy today? Could you call this guy for me? Type shit like
well, it's a we split everything down the middle.
From the middle.
From the cost of t-shirts to the cost of studio time to the cost of everything. So we work together. It's like we going into the business 50-50. Like there's no everything is straight down the middle and we get it in and it works that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we basically inspire each other because we know each other for 12 years. You know what I mean? So I know his struggles, he know mine.
Wow.
And we gotta get out of it. So like your son. You slacking. He like, Mike, you slacking. It's like, all right. He's like, you know what? We both slacking. And we gotta get it. You know what I mean? And then it's like, all right, we get back into it. And then some days we're like, we ain't gonna front. It's hard. Like,
yeah.
The music thing is hard. So some days, like, yo, son, I ain't even do it. We be like, yo, I ain't even doing it no more. So I'm like, you know, son, you can't do that. And he's like, why?
Yeah, you know how many times like, I done wanted to quit or done quit, and this guy done hit me up like,
oh, man.
Or somebody hit me up and be like, yo, I see what you're doing or I love
Facts.
What you're doing or.
Yeah.
My man be like, yo, you've been doing this too long. You almost there. You got to keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like we feed off each other's, you know what I'm saying, energy and stuff. So it's cool, man. It's like I ain't never really had that support system my whole music career. My whole
man.
Music career. Everybody y'all see me with from the New Nations to the Scholars to the, you name it. I ain't never really had that support like that. So it's this time around, like it's good that I have really have somebody that's behind me and that's really pushing me and that's really telling me like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Keep going, like you there, you know what I'm saying? Like so that keeps me going, and like the fans and the supporters and
definitely,
you know what I'm saying, the love I'm getting from them, like it's overwhelming. It's I love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's humbling.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody who ever liked any picture we posted, facts, shared anything. Liked thank any video, y'all. Commented, even if you said it was whack. Shout out to you too, man. Fuck it, it's exposure. You know what I'm talking about? So, shout out,
man.
For the fans, B.
For the fans.
For the fans. Everybody, the yo, fans. We love y'all. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be sitting here. You know what I mean? So, facts. Shout out to the fans, man.
Fucking right, man. Hey, oh, shit. I don't even know how to follow that up. Y'all just closed the show for me. Hey,
we came for business.
I'm playing, man. So, I mean, on top of that, like, you said y'all were doing music forever.
No.
You've been dancing.
Nah. My man just, yo, believe it or not, son.
All right, tell me.
My man started with me in September 2016. Like, he's always played the background.
Say what?
Since I've known my man, he's always played the background. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Dancing,
like,
B.
Fun. You know what I'm saying? Awesome. Just dancing. And he's always been into the fashion, like, with, you know what I'm saying, done shirts and stuff and designs and all that. But September 2016 is when we first started. Like I said, we was at the mall going to pay his cell phone bill.
Together.
And I just put him on the song. And from then we took off.
Man.
And this September 2017 is going to mark the year since we started the whole vibe with the movement. Yeah.
Let's get a round of applause. Everybody on live, round of applause for that. One year.
My man's only been in it for not even a year. And look how far he's come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But yo, don't get it twisted. We will drop that Vibe of Me video before the year mark.
Facts.
And it's going to be lit. You feel me? Like, we taking our time with it. We want to give y'all something dope. We don't want to just put something together and just throw it out there. So don't think we slacking. We just thinking to give y'all, like, the best visual for the song. You feel me?
Facts.
Hell yeah, man. That's still one of my favorite songs, man.
Thank you.
I'll be in the gym. I think y'all got it on Spotify, right?
Yeah, we on Spotify.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's on my Lazy Man Hustle playlist.
Inspiring.
I love the creativity in it. I'll be in the gym vibing with it. Mm-hmm. like you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm not a conversationalist. I'm sure it's obvious. I'm a conversationalist. But like that, y'all, that vibe with me gives me that extra push to even talk to one of the finest females in this. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
Hey. All right. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Have you heard this?
That's how it is.
I know them.
Fire family. But shoot, man. I can sense the creative, like, spirit, man. Like, that stuff that it kind of goes through y'all's, like, pictures, the energy. What was the one video you did where you guys are in the club? It was recently.
Oh, the Re-Up Money.
Re-Up Money.
Hey,
yes.
Shout out to Eddie Kane. Rest in peace to Bishop Twan.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Big legend in D.C. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Eddie Kane, brought us out there. Actually, Eddie Kane also put us on with our first show. We went to his radio station, had the interview, and we performed Vibe With Me there. That was the first. So shout out to Eddie Kane. Shout out to D.C. Also met some dope rappers out there that day.
Mobbish,
yes. He's doing his thing. Son was, I don't want to butcher him. I don't know how many years he was locked down, but he was locked down for a minute. Came out, got his mixtape done in 10 days, and son is moving. He's doing his thing. So
that's hard.
Shout out to Mobbish Show.
Yo, or 301 Tweezy. He got from Maryland. Chip Mula, met him out there. And Don Julio Manny.
I
didn't want to butcher your name, but
we apologize.
Yeah, but the big homie's nice too, man. So shout out to them DC rappers, man.
Nice, man. Fire. Shout out to everybody.
Facts.
DC, man. Family right there. That's good. You know what? Funny thing, you bring up DC artists, because me, you know me for a while, you know I'm slow as shit. So I thought you was Wale for a minute, ain't I? When Wale dropped, that was me. So that's me being slow.
Wait, hold up. Wait, hold up. You ain't going to just say that and go past like
that's
you just
how
didn't
slow,
say that.
That's Bring how slow back. I was. Yo. That's you how slow.
That he was Wale.
I really did.
Yo, we going to skip past that.
That's disrespect. We're
going right,
to
go right past that.
I know it's disrespect, but hey.
Hey, that way.
Yo,
just to be 100, man. Come on, shit.
Wait, what you mean you thought I was Wale?
I don't know why. I just was like, because the first time I saw, it was like a big poster. I think I was in North Carolina. It was a big poster. This guy, Wale, dropped from D.C. I know a lot of people, that come out of our town, that become famous, start claiming D.C. So I just assume when I saw the picture, I'm like, oh, okay, the dreads and everything. I'm like, oh, that's my, that's A Nice. He changed his name and everything.
Wow.
I know.
You just flip sides. That is some lack of melanin type shit right there, bro.
Hey, man.
They don't look alike. That's the, what the
fuck?
I know, man.
Yo, man.
But
Waledo.
Waledo, bro.
My bad, family. My apologies.
Wow.
Sorry, I need to name drop that guy. My bad
too.
I should have, but hey,
you we can edit this.
You shouldn't. Nah, that's it. We live, baby. He got that Facebook up right
you,
now.
What up, Facebook?
Everybody heard that one, doing, baby.
I hope y'all got a good laugh.
No, you can't edit that one. It's live.
That's why I put that out there.
Peter Piper.
Badass, man. That's one of my favorite videos too. Yeah. That was a funny one. Hey, man. Hey, it's good to bring the energy down sometimes.
So I thought you was Wale.
I told you that in person before, man. Should be surprised.
I don't remember.
What?
Alright, what's the next question?
Alright. Before we close out tonight, is everybody tuning on live? What do you want to tell aspiring creatives, rappers, musicians, hey, radio hosts, all that stuff? What would y'all tell them to do? Like, there's so many people out there that are like holding on to that idea. They say this is like their master idea, but they'll let people either fuck with it or, you know, like mess it up for them, or they say they don't got the tools for it. You know, they didn't have anything, you know, growing up, so that's been cutting them off and stuff like that. Like, how would y'all, like, what would y'all tell those people?
You got to find a way to get it. Ain't no other way around it, because if you're not going to hustle and grind for you, ain't nobody going to do it for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you want something, you got to go out there and get it. You got to take your time. If it takes you 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and say if your goal is a 5-year goal,
yeah,
and you're like, damn, I got to do all this to get here, break it up.
Yep.
Do a 1-year goal or a 6-month goal and break it up until you get to that fifth year goal. You might even get there faster if you break it up like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the reason why I grind, I got important reasons to me. You know what I'm saying? And everybody out here got reasons why they grind.
Yeah.
Everybody wakes up and does something for a reason. You know what I mean? So those reasons have to be important enough to push you to keep going. Because if you stop and you got responsibilities, the responsibilities are going to fade.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And what you gonna do? If it's up to you to make children responsible, especially if it's a mouth to feed or bills to pay or whatever you gotta do while you grind, while you hustle, you gotta make sure you're thinking about that, because why you do it.
Yes. Yes. 100%, man. That's what really inspired the Lazy Man Hustle on that, man. Hashtag Lazy Man Hustle.
Facts. Go cop the book.
That's man, that's presence right there. But I wanna thank this awesome, my favorite 2 rappers. I promise. I promise, man. That was back when, A Nice. That was back when. But yeah, yo, my friend.
Are you sure you talking to A Nice or not, Wale? Do you know who you talking to right now? Hey.
Are you talking to A Nice? Or Wale? Hey. A Nice?
Bang
or Wale?
Time.
Hey.
Bang, bang, bang time.
Wale.
Bang time. Like,
oh,
hey,
nice.
Bang time.
Hey.
In the basement. Hey. Got a bad bitch up in the basement.
Hey.
We the fucking bullets. There's no replacement.
Hey.
Out here getting it. Out here spitting it.
Hey.
Nope.
Just out here riding.
Hey.
Nope.
Trying to get the paper though.
Hey.
Hey.
Trying to get that money though.
Hey.
I don't want the fame.
Hey. Hey.
I just want the money. I don't want the first spot.
Hey.
I don't want the top spot.
Hey.
I just want to drop top.
Hey.
chill with my mama though.
Ho.
Chill with
your hey. Just fucking out though. You know what, y'all did like Rules to Success number like 4. Have fun, man. That's beautiful right there. I love that.
You got to, man. Like,
gotta have fun, man. Y'all can't be uptight with this, man. Y'all gotta have fun. Let loose.
Yeah, you know how many times we sit down to give a pause and we just geek out or play the beat over and over and over until we come up with something. We done spit certain freestyles that we got coming out soon, dropping, wait for. I ain't gonna say no names to or anything like that. You just gotta be waiting. Mm-hmm. We dropping some stuff soon. But we done played the song over and over and I'm spit it so many different times and have to find one that sticks. So it's just like it's the creativity just flows. You know what I mean? You have to feel it. If you don't feel it, it's not gonna work. Like, that's why I dance so much. Like, I have to actually dance while I'm in the booth because I have to feel what I'm saying. You know what I mean? If I don't, it's gonna come out flat or it ain't gonna sound right. You know what I mean?
So right.
You gotta find what drives you to do it.
Man, that sounds like rule number 6 of Michael Jackson, feeling the music. So that's fire, man. That's family.
Like, that's how I pick my beats. Like. If I can't move, if I can't shadow box to it, if I can't jig to it, like, man, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't worth it.
It ain't, it's a feeling. Music is a feeling. Like, if you don't feel it, it's not gonna come across. You know what I'm saying? Like I done, you know what I'm saying, listen to beats and it's like, if I don't feel it in my soul, if it don't like, I listen to beats, and, like, the beat got to speak to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the beat don't speak to me a certain way, then I don't, you know what I'm saying? I fall back on it, and I'll come back to it another time when I'm, like, as soon as I hear a beat, and I'm like, okay.
It talks,
yeah, man.
That's a whole nother vision, man. What's that? Seeing sounds? Beautiful, man. Damn, man. Y'all want to keep going? Y'all think that's enough for these people out here?
Man, What you doing?
Hey, you got anything for Chris G?
Hey.
Chris G is here.
All right.
He's on the other side of the wall right now. He's doing his producer stuff.
They're not going to see me in the video.
It's good.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Can they even hear him on live?
I don't think they can hear
me. They can't hear him.
So why? They can't hear me.
Because
Emilio Estevez?
He's a part of the show. He's part of the Lazy Collective, okay?
Okay.
I
feel it.
All right, Darrell, you can feed them a question. So what you could say, like, so where do you guys play at? Like, what kind of local music venues do you do or anything like that?
Yeah, what kind of local music venues do y'all do?
Actually, we all the venues we've done has been in D.C.
That's DC? Cool.
Yeah.
D.C., Baltimore.
So yeah, like, D.C. and Baltimore, yeah.
Well, they're not going to hear me on the live feed, but we've been doing these bunker shows and all this stuff, and, like, I come from, like, a rock music background. I was in bands for a long time.
Okay.
And so, like, they're just not real shows to
Michael
me.
Michael Keaton.
Like, I don't know, but do you guys have venue? Like, tell me about the, I don't know, the experience playing in D.C. Is it just you guys playing a track and just rapping over it, or what do you guys do? How's a show for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that. Like, you know what I'm saying? We have the show mix. You know what I'm saying? We have the music in the background, and we just rocking and vibing to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you guys do, like, showcases? Or is it, like...
Nah, it's not really showcases. It's, like, big events or venues or whatever the case may be. Like, I don't really, like, I've been doing this for a while, so I'm kind of, like, I don't want to, like, sound like on some, like, I'm on some above whatever,
but
I'm kind of, like, beyond the showcases.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like showcases are for new and up-and-coming artists that don't really have a fan base like that. You know what I'm saying? They now starting off. They want to, you know what I'm saying, test their music. They want to, you know what I'm saying, get a feel of the stage and a feel of the performance and all that. And I'm kind of, like, beyond that. Like, I've done that in my earlier stages. Now, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing packed out shows, performing in front of thousands, performing in front of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on to, like, bigger and everything I try to do, I try to do better than what I've done yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always try to, like, bigger and better and you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Talent, man.
You're topping. You're trying to top yourself.
Trying to. Yeah. Trying to, you know, even with the music, everything I come out with, I always try to, I feel like I'm my own competition. So I always try to outdo myself. I always try to come out with something different than what I've done before. You know what I'm saying? I try not to like keep myself in a box. You know what I'm saying? Like I try to, you know, be versatile with it. I try to like, you know what I'm saying? Be different.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Cause you know, you guys see the state of the music business right now, and everything sounds the same.
Yep.
Everybody mumbling and everybody got the same rhyme cadence and everybody rhyming on the same beats. Like, I try to separate myself from that. Like, I can do it.
Yeah.
But you know, I try not to.
There's some trap shit right now.
I don't know if you know how many Lil Wayne's I've heard recently, how many Drake's I've heard.
Everybody. That's what's selling right now.
You're not paying for bars no more. Like you paying for something. Bro. Like you paying to get lit. You paying to jig. You paying to have fun. Like
everything is party. Like come on, son. Yeah. You guys party Monday through Sunday? Like, really?
Facts.
Come on, y'all in the clubs Monday through Sunday? Like, for real?
Yeah.
For real?
Exactly.
Come on, son. Let's be realistic, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people really go through things. Like people really is going through things out there. Like, we not, come on, son. We not in the club every single day. Like, you know what I'm saying? People is going through some real life struggles out there. Like, let's talk about that. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to pop mollies and everybody want to party and this and that. Like, come on, man. Like, let's talk about what's really going on out here. There's some real life stuff that's going on
to
out here.
To add on to that, one of my favorite songs of yours, and you had an awesome video with the Sesame Street characters in it.
Oh, Getaway.
Getaway. Yeah. Getaway. That's my stuff.
I was in my feelings that day when I wrote that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm an emotional type of person. Like I feel things, you know what I'm saying? And they're real. I'm
sensitive. Don't talk sensitive. Yeah,
like I feel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have a heart. I have a soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I be in my feelings. Some days I feel like I wanna turn up. You know, I wanna party and I wanna, you know, but not all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I go through things. You know what I'm saying? I struggle like the next person. You know, don't let everything you see on social media fool you. Like everything ain't all glitz and glamour. Everything ain't all, you know what I'm saying, sweet. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I really, you know what I'm saying, go through things and like that song right there was just like, I feel like till this day that's like one of my favorite verses I ever like wrote, because it's true to me, and I feel like everybody can relate to it. Everybody wants to get away from whether it's bills, your job, your family, your friends, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to get away from something.
Facts,
you feel me? So it's like, y'all artists need to step y'all game up, man. Y'all cats is whack, bro. I'll tell y'all to y'all face, too.
People have to be able to believe you when you write a song.
And I don't believe none of y'all.
Exactly. There you go, man.
None of y'all. Yeah. Where the camera at? I don't believe none of y'all. You feel some type of way, come holler at me.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
I don't believe y'all, man. Like, y'all, man, y'all talking about y'all killing this and y'all killing that. Where the bodies at?
Oh, damn.
Y'all selling this, y'all selling that. Where?
100.
I don't see it. Like, come on, man. Like, we need to start being like, when we started hip hop, man, we was doing it to express what we was going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was soulful. It meant something. Like now, it's just like everybody is just. But we bringing that back though.
Hell yeah! Thank you, man.
We bringing that back.
Thank
though.
You. We need it back. You know, like, I don't think people understand the whole creativity of hip hop.
Yeah.
The whole creativity. That's like where this, like, people that get into this are like supposed to be creative. Like where it started.
They're following trends.
Yeah, where it started, like, you know, like I think record players were the big thing. So somebody found a record player from their parents, played some old classics, started scratching.
Whatever happened
somebody
to that?
Rapped over it. That's creativity. That's heart right there.
Y'all ain't creative at all, man. Y'all pop a whole thing of Xanax and pop a whole thing of Lean and just go in the booth and start mumbling and stuttering and making all kind of noise. Like, what is y'all talking about, B? Like, come on, son. Like, Come on, man.
Ain't no sense, man. So improve y'all game.
Step it up.
Get on A level.
I'm on y'all next.
A level.
First of all, everybody's neck right
there
now.
There you go.
Pow, pow.
I just started. So I still, but from a young kid, I've always been into hip hop. Like, actually, I've never failed an English class because of hip hop. You know what I mean? Wow. Growing up, listening, you know, to how they use the verbs and the similes and the metaphors. And then at that time, I was learning that in school. Like, yo, these dudes is dope. Like, definitely listening to Jadakiss.
Oh, yeah.
Jada is fire.
Oh, yeah.
And then listening to Fab, his fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big Pun. Shout out to Big Pun. The man was a genius.
Hell yeah.
Lit. Big L.
Lit. Big L, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Nas. Don't get it twisted. Jigga, too.
Of course. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, those dudes just listening to that and going to school and then putting, like, listening to what I'm learning in school and then going back listening to music and then putting it together. That's how I was like, yo, it's lit. And like I said, I never failed the English class. We ain't going to talk about math and all that other shit. But I ain't never failed no English class because of music, because of hip-hop. So
yeah.
It was lit, man.
Facts.
That's inspiring. That's really what inspired the book. I'm bringing it back to her. That's inspired her a lot.
Appreciate it,
like,
man.
A lot of hip-hop, listening to that, the creativity.
That's what I'm in it for, man, to inspire.
Yeah, man.
Once I can touch somebody and I can inspire somebody to do something, man, I'm...
Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. It's,
heck yeah. Beautiful, man.
Word.
But, as I said, thanks for coming by, guys.
Word.
Lazy Collective.
Chill.
All that, you know. Vibe with me. Where can we get y'all music? That's the question of the day. Where can we get, man, the videos? Where can we?
You can get it on YouTube. YouTube.com/A Nice. You can get my SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/I'm A Nice. IAMAYENYCE. I'm on Facebook, A Nice. I'm on Twitter, I'm A Nice. I'm on Instagram, I'm A Nice. Like, everything, I'm A Nice, man. You can get it. The website coming soon.
I'm A Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Let him, you know what I'm saying?
Mike, yeah, man. Like, hey, y'all quiet today.
Hey, he let me talk when it was, what the fuck? Respect when someone talking this shit. But yeah, it's just Mike Mars on Facebook, and then I am Mike Mars, and I spell Mars MARZZ. All
right.
And I got, you know, the SoundCloud. It's going in Mike Mars. I got my YouTube channel is Mike Mars.
Fire.
Got a dope video out right now, too. Y'all need to check out, man.
Yeah, check that out, man. And for those of you out there who are conscious and who can really get what I was trying to say, I mean, in the song I'm talking kind of reckless, but it's basically the video I used kind of like the Get Out concept.
Oh, wow.
With the you know, the hypnos.
Hell yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You did. You got it.
All right, cool.
I would have said something.
Basically, it was, you know, my negative thoughts versus my positive thoughts.
Fire.
And actually, when I heard 21 Savage's original version, I was driving one day, and I was pissed off about something. I don't know what it was, but I forget. But when I was playing the radio and it came on, I was like, yo, son, spitting that shit. It was just something I need to hear at that moment to calm me down, and it inspired me to go do it. So that's why I said this, that. Like, this is that real shit that you can listen to when you're going through something, or if you type, that'll help calm you down. You know what I mean? So, because music is very important in a lot of people's lives.
Right.
Some people can't go a day without hearing their favorite song or hearing a song, period. So I was just, you know, speaking my mind. But if you watch the video and peep the concept, it's more so like a dream, and you know, my positive side walks into the booth, but you know, my negative side says, nah, son, you know what I mean? I'm stepping in here and I'm gonna spit something right quick, because this is how I'm feeling. I'm upset, or you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, expressing how I was feeling from that day when I was upset, and just, you know what I mean? So
that's
why I say that real music, you know, that trill music, that shot rack, that drill music, because that real means you spitting real. Trill means you spit it real. And Chirac, they spit, and that shit is real out there. Them dudes actually dying. They're actually putting it in. They spitting that real. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, like, how when they get mad when someone mentions Young Tuca, because a lot of people out there know, you know, Scholar. He was from Chi-Town, you know, I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
And he died from gun violence. And that's the little homie, and that shit, it hit home for a lot of people out here. You know what I'm saying? So, and just knowing him, I've never been in the streets in Chi-Town, so I don't know what it is, but just knowing him and feeling his swag, and I used to work with the dude and see him all the time, and we used to kick it and chill.
Right.
I got a taste of Chi-Town by rocking with him. So it's like, now I see how they feel when someone disrespects the young homie and they say his name, they ready to murk something, because when you have a connection like that with somebody, it's crazy when they gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yes.
That's what the song is about. I was just saying, like, they spit that real shit because it happens. So that's what the song is about. Like, yo, it's real out there. Like, ain't no scrimmage. It's always real in the field. So you got to either stay in your lane. And even sometimes when you stay in your lane, like when you're driving, you be in your lane and somebody come through with no blinker. You got to be ready for that. Either you're going to swerve or it's going to collide. So you could be the most humblest person in the world. And sometimes beef just happens because it just goes down like that. And I've seen it in the hood. I've been in it. I've been minding my business sometimes and it just goes down. So I'm just saying, like, yo, when you out there in the streets and you're doing your thing, just be safe and because it's real. I'm not saying I'm out there blasting everybody. I'm just saying, like, it's niggas out there that will, like, shoot you because your breath stink type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real. You know what I mean? So you gotta try to walk humble and shit, because, like, look, man, these young boys out here nowadays, like,
they not playing,
son. They real little shooters, like,
wilding for respect.
These little cubs is coming up and they coming for it. You know what I mean? So you gotta show, like, I try to be, you know, say humble when I walk, but you know, man, at the same time, gotta live life. You know what I mean? So me, how I survived all this time is just staying in my lane and minding my fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the hustlers do their thing, and that's not my lane. So I'm stay over here and get my money how I can, because let them do their thing. Leave that shit to the, because, yo, look, let me tell you something. To be in a trap or to be a hustler, that's a fucking mindset. That's a skill you gotta have. And not everybody built for that. And I'm not, because I didn't do good in math. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be smart when you're hustling and grinding. So shout out, look, everybody got something nigga to say about the trappers. Fuck that. Shout out to, get your money, man. Do what you gotta do, because ain't nobody gonna do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Who's coming to these trappers and offering them a job in the office, making what they're making on the streets? Nobody. So if you can't go over there and make someone's situation better, what the fuck you talking about it for? Like, you can't, like the strippers. Everybody, strippers this, strippers that. A lot of strippers are single mothers. A lot of strippers are putting themselves through school or helping their parents or doing, they're out there clapping them cheeks for a reason. So all them ladies out there, go ahead, ma. Clap them cheeks. Get that paper. All right. You know what I'm saying? It's real. So everybody hustles for a reason. Everybody got goals. And some show it's like the twerk, just the twerk. But so what? Let them twerk. Like, let them do their thing. You know what I mean? Like,
Amen.
So that's why I never hate on nobody, because everybody grinds for a reason.
You know? You know, that's one of my favorite lines from Kanye. Take the power in your own hands. So that's basically what they're doing.
You have to.
That's
right.
That's it. So
exactly.
That's fire, man. Hashtag lazy man hustle. Hashtag powerful. Fucking right.
And also shout out to everybody that's, you know what I mean, going to school. Everybody that's working 2-3 jobs to do what they gotta do. Shout out to them too, because they hustle and struggle was real. Like, I know people personally that's working and grinding, and this shit is still real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and people be thinking, like, I be flossing when I'm on the gram. Yo, it took me 8 years to get my wardrobe where it is now. And that's thrift shops. And that's, you know what I mean, slight stuff. I ain't out here when I got no designer money. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
My watch is wood. My beads are wood. This is Amazon, B. Get that Amazon Prime, man. Like,
yep.
Both of these joints were $30 shipped. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I'm not flexing.
Man.
Like, all my, yo, like, dead ass, I was fat. Like, I'm still fat, but I was bigger. You know what I mean? And, like, I would go out and buy clothes in a smaller size in hopes of losing weight to fit the shit.
And now
I'm actually losing weight, so I got clothes to wear now. You know what I'm saying?
Motivation.
So, like,
yeah,
I'm not born and just that this shit I've had. Like, sneaks, I just collect kicks.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So,
dude,
it's just, now I have a hobby with the music that I can wear my clothes. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, 90% of the time you'll see me in the street, I got on dirty work boots, jeans, and a tee. And a dusty dad hat going to work, you know what I mean? And so,
man, we ain't doing no flossing, no faking. It's all real with us, man.
Ain't got
time,
you know what I mean?
That.
You'll never catch me with no big ass watch on, cause I ain't got it. You know what I mean? Like, but even if I did get the bread like that, that's just not me. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to the dudes who bought the watches and the flashy chains and the big houses and shit, because that's how they celebrate their success.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Me, I like no cheap. shit, looks all right. He's decent. I put my J's on and I t-shirt and I keep it pushing. I mean,
but you can't be flossing and asking me for money for cigarettes. I mean, that's on the lazy man hustle, man. That's on the lazy man hustle. So.
That's fine. That's true though.
Damn.
That's
real. But,
I mean, to each his own. Like, if you can do it, then go ahead and do it. If you got to fake it till you make it, go ahead and fake it till you make it. Shit, whatever works for you, man. Whatever helps you get this paper, then do what you gotta do.
Everything you hear, my music is real.
Fucking right, man.
Facts. Hey.
It's been a beautiful time, man. I know we go this long, but it's been beautiful. Family. Thank y'all. Thanks for tuning into my favorite podcast, The Lazy Collector Podcast, with Diesel and Chris G in the building. Hey, man.
In the pudding.
I want to thank A Nice and Mike Mars for being on this episode. That was one of my favorite interviews to do. My very favorite, okay? Thank you. We got Powerfuls and Lazy Man Hustles available on Amazon. And any other book retailer, you want to go to and get a book, just ask for Lazy Man Hustle or Powerfuls, The Book of Power Game by Darrell Hearns, the sexiest author you ever met in your life. And this has all been recorded at Hefty Cat Studio, my favorite place to record. That's where the golden vocals come on from the audiobook.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Y'all got anything to say, Chris G?
Thank you for coming.
Good night.
Good night. Come sit on the Cosby couch.
The Cosby couch.
Peace.
Peace.